All right, kids, come on down to the front. Oh. How's everybody doing? Good? Sure? Positive?
No.
No? You're not positive? Okay. All right. Who wants to go first? I just said, who wants to go first? Callahan? All right, I want you to eat something for us. Get those coffee grounds and put them in your mouth. No! I'm just kidding. This is a trash can. Y'all know that, don't you? And what do you put in trash?
Trash.
And sometimes the trash, I started to bring our trash. You guys, come on in here. Sometimes the trash in our house gets very, very nasty. There's like rotten fruit and rotten everything. And I started to bring it over here, then the place would smell rotten. And you would never think about putting rotten fruit in your mouth, would you? Or trash. You don't ever go, hey, Mom, can I have a snack? She goes, sure, go to the trash can. You wouldn't do that, right?
That's
no.
What Paula does. She just goes to the trash can.
Well, no. She shouldn't do that. You know that. But what I'm saying here is that we would think it's crazy to put garbage in our mouth. And yet, I want you to listen to me, and yet we put garbage in our mouth. Here's how we do it. Anytime we put unkind words in our mouth, anytime we speak to other people things that aren't nice, the Bible says that is garbage. And there's a verse in the Bible that says, don't let any evil talk come out of your mouth. And that word evil talk literally means rotten garbage. As a Christian, you don't need to have any rotten garbage come out of your mouth. Okay, but listen to this. He says, say only what will help to build others up and meet their needs. Then what you say will help those who listen. So in other words, we're supposed to say kind things to people, not bad things. I wrote down a list of some of the things people called me when I was your age. In the fourth grade, I heard for the first time that I had four eyes. I had glasses, and they made fun of me. Let me tell you something. They don't make fun of me anymore, but at that time, they called me four eyes. So you know what I used to do? I used to take my glasses off, put them in my pocket, and they would get broken. I'd go home, my mom would be upset, and the reason I did it is because people were making fun of me. Don't ever do that. Another thing they called me was train track mouth. You know why they called me train track mouth?
Talked a lot.
No, I talked a lot, but that's not why they called me train track lot.
Yeah.
I had braces. I had these in the old days. I had these big old metal braces in the seventh grade, and they would call me train track mouth because it looked like I had train tracks on my teeth. Wasn't very nice. Did they say that to make me feel better about myself?
No.
And then they called me another thing. They called me Baldy. But my dad was bald by the time he was 21. And so everybody knew my dad and he was bald. And they'd go, Ashburn? One friend would come up and he goes, I think you're losing a little hair up in here. I have high widow's. I'm 60 and I still have my hair and some of them don't. But they used to call me Baldy not to make me feel that was garbage. And then the last thing, this was a terrible thing, they used to call me Pimple Face. That was the cruelest thing. First of all, I can't control that, but they made fun of me. Here's what I'm saying. The world may do that, but you shouldn't do that. You should never say to someone something that is that hurtful. And so what I did this morning is I brought a little handout to help you remember when you go to school tomorrow that you need to say the right kind of things to people. And don't say the wrong kind of things. Here, Callahan, can you pass those out? And you need to remember that when you say ugly things to people, it hurts. It hurts. And it's wrong. and you should get in trouble. And if you don't get in trouble, your parents need to get in trouble, or your teachers. You just don't speak unkind words to people. You don't trash talk. Everybody have one? You got one? Huh?
People do that to you.
People do that to you? You should. Let me tell you what God wants to tell you. God wants to tell you this. Listen to me. You are loved. You are just the way He wanted you to be. You are beautiful. Before you were even born, you were exactly the way He wanted you to do that. People are mean. Don't let me find out that you're ever mean, okay? Because that's not what we do. Now, I made a plea for candy and snacks last week. You wouldn't believe. We're set for a while. This is just a day. I put these one in here. These are fruit snacks. Everybody get one fruit snack. But we've got snack. Hey, where are you going yet? We're not through praying yet. Come here.
Oh, yeah.
Get your candy and run, right? Y'all are good. Everybody got one? All right. Let's pray. Let's help. Ask God to help us say kind things. Lord, I thank You for every kid that is here today. They are wonderfully made in Your image. And Lord, I just pray that they will say kind things to the people they meet. In Jesus' name, amen.